This is Floor Radio, and I'm Dave Foster. This is the final part of a five-part conversation with Evan Hackle, the president of Carpet One Floor and Home. Let me ask you about a program that was launched also at the Carpet One summer convention, and that being an environmental program called Green Select. Talk a bit about that, if you would.
Well, Green Select really is an effort. It's really a CCA global effort. And what we looked at the industry and what was happening is we saw a huge momentum towards green products. And not just, you know, in flooring, but really in everything that people buy around the world. And what we wanted to do is come out with a program that would have a high degree of efficacy, meaning that it would be honest and forthright and allow customers to be able to look in a floor covering store and understand what products are truly green, and not just simply what a manufacturer says is green. And as we started studying this industry, it was very clear to us that the definition of green was extremely difficult to define. And thus, we needed to be able to really define it and make it easy for our customers to understand. And what the Green Select program really is our effort on a product point of view to look at products, define a definition of what is green, designate those products that are truly green, and then be able to explain to the consumer what those green products are. The other aspect of Green Select, which goes beyond just the products, is a commitment from CCA Global as a corporation to look at how we act and how we behave and become a greener company, and to encourage our members to look at their business and how they operate their business and become a greener company, have less waste, use less energy, do more recycling and things of that nature. So it really is a huge project on our part to embrace the environment. I would say that from a management point of view, it's an extremely sincere project in terms of really believing that what we're doing here is right. It's not just about marketing. It's really about doing what's right. And our company, you know, even before this program, has had significant efforts in recycling, and we have recycled bins for paper all throughout our office, recycling for bottles all throughout our office. We've you know, moved to energy-efficient lighting a long time ago, and we've really always had sort of in our hearts a desire to be good, environmentally friendly company.
Let me ask you about some of the marketing programs that you launched during this convention. I'm thinking of the Lee's promotion that expands on this Muddiest Buddies program you did earlier with some really outstanding photography and dogs. And there was also a Shop Pink program that was launched supporting efforts to combat breast cancer. Talk about those efforts.
Well, really two slightly different efforts. And let me start with the Muddiest Buddy and our Relaxes Lee's brand. We started out when we launched Relaxes Lee's brand. We launched a campaign to find the muddiest dog in the country, or excuse me, the muddiest pet, could be any kind of pet. It turned out to be a dog. And we did this sort of to have fun, and we did this also to really highlight how this product performs very well for pets. And it was very interesting. This thing grew and became much bigger than we ever thought it would be. We got picked up by basically every animal-loving magazine in the country. We got tremendous number of entries and great pictures, so many so that we actually published a book on the muddiest pets in America, and it's a great coffee table book. And our members have started to embrace it. We actually, once we found our pet, we made little stuffed pets that are incredibly cute. For those that know them, kind of like a Weatherkin kind of thing, or a Beanie Baby kind of a dog, and they became very popular. And our members, you know, were giving them away to their customers, and it sort of became a nice talking point around Relaxes Lee's and pets. And as I'm sure you know, there are a tremendous number of families with pets in this country. So, sort of building on that, what we did is created a calendar of dogs, and every month in this calendar is a different kind of dog, and the shots are incredible. They're all shot on Lee's carpeting, and then every month, whatever carpet it is going to be on sale for that particular month. The calendars will be a great giveaway to our customers as sort of a thank you for doing business, and the pictures are such that I really think consumers are going to put these calendars on their walls in their home, and certainly by that advertise the Lee's brand and the Carpet One Floor and Home brand. Then we've been doing a lot of work for breast cancer awareness We have these mats that are breast cancer welcome mats, and they have the pink ribbon on them, and 25% of the proceeds of the mats go to breast cancer awareness. Our members make no profit on the mats whatsoever. Basically, all their profit, that 25%, goes to breast cancer awareness. The mats are beautiful, and we've had a tremendous amount of success. And in the month of November, we are partnering. Excuse me, I think it's October. I apologize. We are partnering, and there's going to be a huge national breast cancer awareness period, and we're going to be doing some national advertising for this event, and we're going to be fundraising for breast cancer awareness in our stores on top of what we've been doing with these welcome mats.
Evan, these are tough times for retailers, many of them out there who have avoided, many retailers out there who have avoided joining a group up to this point may reconsider. Is Carpet One in an expansion mode?
Carpet One has significant amounts of areas where we are not represented. And even though in North America we have close to 1,000 stores, I would say there's probably 150, 200 open markets where it would make sense for a Carpet One floor and home store to be. If somebody is interested in joining, I would highly recommend it. And, you know, my opinion, of course, I'm incredibly biased, is that people that join our group become much more profitable, and you really become part of an organization where you are independent, but you have the benefits of a national entity. And if you believe you're in an area and there's no other Carpet One floor and home stores near you, would definitely recommend that you give us a call. If you call 800-252-9715 and looking into joining the group. So I really think that joining Carpet One Floor and Home, you get to stay independent, but you get all the benefits of a large corporation. And because of the size and scale of the organization, we're going to help you with the tools you need to be more profitable today and to help your business in the future. And appreciate certainly anybody that's interested in giving us a call.
I hear you. Well, Evan, let me again congratulate you on a great convention. I really enjoyed being there and all these wonderful programs. You've done it again, Evan, and thanks for being with us. We really appreciate it.
It's my pleasure, Dave. Have a great day.
Yes, sir. We've been talking with Evan Hackel. He is the president of Carpet One Floor and Home, and this is Floor Radio.